Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Andre Reed, 2014 Pro Football Hall of Famer, and you are listening to the Pro Football Chase podcast.
Hey, this is Trey Hendrickson, defensive end for the New Orleans Saints, and you're listening to the Pro Football Chase podcast.
Hey, this is Micah Kaiser, linebacker for the LA Rams. You're listening to the Pro Football Chase podcast.
This is Washington guard Wes Schweitzer, and you're listening to the Pro Football Chase podcast.
Hey, it's Eric Harris, safety for the Las Vegas Raiders, and you're listening to Pro Football Chase podcast.
It is Thursday, March 11th on the Pro Football Chase podcast, and I have Cincinnati defensive lineman Elijah Ponder joining me for an interview as he prepares for the upcoming NFL draft. Elijah, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Man, I'm doing great, man. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem. I enjoy interviewing draft prospects, especially as we move to mid-March, Elijah. The NFL draft is rapidly approaching at the end of April. Can't wait to see where all the draft prospects, including yourself, end up at the next level. But to begin this interview, I want to ask you a simple question. Who inspired you to play the game of football?
Well, there was a guy I grew up with named Justin Jones. He currently played for the L.A. Chargers. Me and him grew up together, and I was a kid that grew up with my grandparents, so I really wanted playing sports, you know, at an early age. And I pretty much just followed behind his path for real. When I got to high school, he was already playing football, and I just decided to go up, you know, to start playing football one day and went to summer workouts with him, and then that's how my career started.
Talking about your football career, coming out of high school, Elijah, what was it about Cincinnati that secured your commitment?
Honestly, it was a position coach named Kenny Ingram at the time. Me and him built a good relationship. I really agreed with the beliefs he had and how he went about things. So I kind of, you know, took a leap of faith and went out to Cincinnati not knowing what I was getting myself into. And, you know, at the end of the day, or the end of the journey in that college career, you know, everything went, you know, turned out to be good.
You finished your college career there at Cincinnati with 64 total tackles, 27 solo, 4.5 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, 1 pass defense. How would you characterize your time and your career at Cincinnati?
I would characterize it as just a journey where I, you know, learned a lot, you know, learned about myself. I was a hard worker, had to, you know, work for everything that I earned there. I wasn't given anything, you know, and it was definitely something that taught me a lot about life, you know, what it means to be in the brotherhood, what it means to be on the team, learning how to win. Because, of course, you know, we didn't win when I first got there, but just a big culture change and just understanding what it takes to be successful in football.
Elijah, the 2020 season was out of the box because of the COVID-19 pandemic. We know there was daily COVID testing for you athletes, as well as a lot of games canceled because of COVID outbreaks. That was your final season at Cincinnati because you did declare for the 2021 NFL draft. Is there a certain memory that is going to stick with you from this 2020 season?
Yes, sir, for sure. I have multiple memories, man. But, you know, as you know, we won our conference championship in our conference, and you know that alone right there was a major goal, something that I had wrote down in my that year's season, you know, to do. So winning the championship, also going back home playing Georgia, the team that I grew up watching, being able to play in front of my family that never got to see me play throughout college. That right there was just, those were my, you know, my best memorable moments during that season.
I interviewed Derek Forrest, one of your fellow teammates, and he spoke glowingly about Luke Fickell and the job he's done at Cincinnati. What can you say about the impact he's had on the program?
Man, like I said, you know, Luke Fickell, definitely, I was there in the original with Tommy Tuberville, so I was there when the culture switching happened. So I dealt with that whole transition. And like I said, I went from not winning too many games to winning the conference championship. So he definitely showed me what it takes, the staff, you know, everybody that's there, you know, the cultural change, what it takes, you know, how to win, you know, going 4-6, A to B, just, you know, everything that you got to do to become a winner. So he definitely showed me a lot and taught me a lot, you know, within the game, you know, that a lot of people don't get to get throughout their career.
Talking about your skill set, Elijah, you're a disruptive player that can play the interior as well as the outside, so a versatile player. What makes you difficult to block?
I'm very explosive. I have powerful hands that allow me to stand people up at the point of attack.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
I'm also very versatile. I could play from the 5 technique, like you said, and go down the line of scrimmage, man, and get to the quarterback or do whatever I got to do, you know, to help my team win and be successful.
As you continue to go through this pre-draft process, what are you hoping that NFL scouts are taking away from the film that you put up at Cincinnati?
Man, I'm a humble beast, man. I'm just very much ready to get to a team and do what I got to do to, you know, I'm a player that's more about team success than individual success. And, you know, like I said, I'm a 4-6 A to B type player. I'm somebody who's going to work hard, somebody who's going to give relentless effort and just do whatever it takes, you know, to help the team win the Super Bowl.
Rushing from an interior spot on the defensive line is pretty difficult to get sacks. But for you, you had 2.5 in 2019, 1 in 2020. How do you plan to continue your evolution as a dominant pass rusher?
Just consistency, you know, film study, continue to learn more about the game, and, you know, just continue to develop myself as a pass rusher and understanding, you know, what it takes to beat the lineman in front of you.
Cincinnati's Pro Day is coming up on March 31st, so you have a couple of weeks, Elijah. Who are you training with?
I'm down in South Florida in Deerfield Beach. I'm at Barwis Performance Facility.
And how have you enjoyed your time there working with trainers? What has that agenda been like for you on a weekly basis?
Man, I've been enjoying it, man. It's definitely been an experience. You know, it's a Monday. We work, you know, from, it's like a 9-to-5, man, but I love it. You know, we work out every day except for Sundays for real. So, you know, either we got strength and mobility, and then we do combine, or we doing combine and football position related work. So it's been a good journey, you know, still doing it, getting ready to kill Pro Day on March 31st.
And how are you feeling with March 31st coming up? Are you feeling confident about the work you put in? We know all the drills that get the glow is the 40, the vertical, the broad jump. But as a defensive lineman, you're going to be worried about the cone drills as well. Are you feeling pretty ready for that pro day?
For sure, man. I'm definitely going to open up some eyes, you know. Definitely, you know, open up some eyes that counted me out, man. But look, just know that them times are going to be great. Everything about my pro day is going to be major, so I'm ready to kill it.
You heard it from the man himself, Elijah Ponder, sounding very confident about the performance he's going to put on display for NFL scouts. Elijah, playing the defensive line position, you know there's a lot of dominant players at the next level. Aaron Donald, of course, being the main one. He's won Defensive Player of the Year multiple times. With that said, are there some NFL defensive linemen, current or former, that you like to study on film?
Yeah, Brandon Graham, and I say him because I look at him as a player that's versatile throughout the line, on the D-line. So, you know, he plays a 5-tech or he can go inside and rush on the passer as well. So I like to watch his game pretty much. And it's a few other guys too. Justin Jones, like I told you earlier, I grew up with him. I love his game. Of course, Aaron Donald. You know, a lot of players that's great in the league that I like to watch and study from.
We know because of the COVID pandemic, draft interviews at facilities are not happening, but there's been a lot of interaction between teams and prospects via Zoom. So as you've been talking with teams, Elijah, what has been the main message to them, not only about your ability on the field, but off the field as a community guy, as somebody that is passionate about making everybody on the team better?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, man, I'm just a big on somebody who care more about team success, individual success. And obviously, you know, doing whatever it takes to make the team successful and get to the end goal, which is the Super Bowl.
Who is one person, or maybe is multiple people, that have been instrumental in the development of your game and have been by your side through it all?
Multiple people. It's a lot of people. Of course, my family, God. Just coaches. And like I said, also Justin Jones, too. Like, I've been working with him for a long time. And a guy named Chris Chambers, who's out here right now, who currently helping us out, you know. And that was pretty much it, for real.
Well, there it is. It's Elijah Ponder, defensive lineman from Cincinnati, putting together another productive season for the Bearcats, and he's now turning the page to the NFL. So, Elijah, I wish you the best, man, moving forward. Keep up the good work.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Take care, and God bless.
Thank you. You too.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.